Lacombe County was called by a landowner group to oppose a proposed solar facility near Lacombe. Brenda Simon, a member of Lacombe Concerned Citizens Group, told council that the project has potential short-term and long-term, catastrophic effects. "My family and I are deeply saddened, concerned and upset and honestly can't believe we've been brought to this point that we're fighting to protect our precious agricultural industry and our high-quality producing Grade 1 and Grade 2 farmland from large industrial solar projects like the one being proposed," said Simon, whose family farms land next to the site. "This is crushing us, the fact that we are going to be the adjacent quarter to the east, and this is what we could be dealing with. We are literally pleading with you as council and as councillors to fight this project and try to keep our farmland for what it is for." Ontario-based Reconcept Canada has signed a 30-year lease agreement with a Lacombe County landowner on 133 acres of land for a 22-megawatt solar facility. The 43,000 solar panels would produce enough electricity to power 5,600 homes for a year. An application has not yet been made to Alberta Utilities Commission, AUC. Besides taking valuable agricultural land out of production, Simon and the other 50 to 60 members of the coalition are concerned not enough research has been done on the potential effects of solar facilities on the environment, wildlife, water sources and human health. "We believe it is critical that both county council and residents are fully informed of the project and its potential catastrophic effects to human and wildlife safety and environmental and agriculture farmland," she told council. The coalition wants the county to review its land use bylaws, policies, regulations and emergency response plans to be ready. "There are many potential risks locating a solar facility next to farms," she said. "Should a devastating hailstorm hit the facility and destroy thousands of panels, harmful minerals could leach into the ground and water supplies. Debris from the panels could also be blown across neighboring farms." Coalition members are also concerned about what would happen if the company failed or walked away from the project. "What are the safeguards in place to prevent this becoming an orphaned solar farm for Lacombe County and neighboring landowners? Living near a solar facility could also drive up insurance costs for neighboring landowners." Simon said an insurance company told her her family would be eligible for a maximum of $5 million in liability coverage. "But a fire starting in farm field that spread to the facility could do much more damage than that, leaving farmers on the hook." Simon said the risks of building the facility outweigh the benefits. "The values just don't add up." Lacombe Concerned Citizens Group has been granted funds from the AUC to get legal help to intervene in an application once it has been filed. County Reeve Barb Shepherd told Simon until an application has been made, it's difficult for the county to decide how to respond. "At some point in the future, the county will have to make a decision too and how we will approach this project." Shepherd said the municipality's role is limited. "The AUC makes the decisions and we don't have a whole lot of choice in the matter."